Well, this morning, joining us here in studio, Cass County Extension Director Kate Olson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Program Coordinator.
Director. Director? Or program coordinator. You want to call me, that's fine.
I can never remember. Just call her Kate. She answers to that.
I do.
Lots going on. Folks think that it's Christmas season, so we're between the harvesting and planting seasons now, so things must have settled down there at the extension office. You know, there's no fair or anything. I mean, gosh, what goes on now? Well, I actually noticed you guys have a lot going on.
We do. We have, it is continuing ed season for a lot of our producers, both on the livestock and the crops side. So we're winding down, at least, I believe, most of the harvest in the area. Definitely maybe still some coming out, but time for folks to kind of shift gears and start thinking a little bit about next year's crop season and managing livestock through the winter. And we've got a couple opportunities coming up for folks to do that.
Well, and I see there are different types of things. There are things that are kind of required.
Yes.
If you're doing certain work with that continuing education. But there are also some opportunities that you're providing for folks, too, to maybe learn a little bit more about how they can make their operations more profitable, more successful.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we're starting off. We have two back-to-back next week, December 10th and 11th. December 10th, that's a Tuesday evening. We've got our crop marketing workshop. We're doing that in partnership with Cass County Farm Bureau and the First Whitney Bank. Crop marketing is always a challenge for producers. They get caught up in the, you know, the production side and getting the crop in, getting the crop out, making sure it grows. Once you get it in the bin, you got to make it worth something. So crop marketing is one of those things that really is sort of the other piece of the puzzle for marketing. So now our workshop that we have got going on here, it kind of takes the long range view. It talks about a full 18-month marketing plan. We're going to talk about how we help producers understand that big picture of effectively marketing their crop. We've got a catchy title on it, How to Get $4 Corn, Learn Crop Marketing from Start to Finish. So we don't guarantee the $4 corn, but definitely the idea that, you know, those opportunities are out there, and maybe with a little long-range planning, you can position yourself a little better to get closer to that.
Yeah, I assume that it'll be an overview, more or less, kind of a big picture thing, but there are probably going to be some individual things that everybody can kind of find there that might help in their particular circumstance.
Absolutely. Yep. Like I said, this is kind of a long-range view of crop marketing, so we'll actually be doing several scenarios, and we'll actually be walking through some crop marketing simulations, kind of help folks get that hands-on skills, maybe take some consideration of their own operation. The idea would be we present a variety of skills, a variety of topics. You can kind of cherry pick what's relevant to your operation, customize it to you, and hopefully come away with a plan that you're comfortable with implementing in your own operation.
In the title, it talks about $4 corn. I think they'd rather see $7 corn, but we got to walk before we can run, I
guess. That's right.
Okay.
Got to walk before we can run. Keep an eye on what the markets are doing, hopefully. And it's all about having those tools, being aware of, you know, some of the cycles and just some tips to watch out for. So for this one, it's actually, we're looking at maybe making this crop marketing thing into a series even. We've got a new farm management specialist, Patrick Hadding. He started with us this summer, and there's crop marketing groups going in several other areas of the state. We'd kind of like to maybe get those going if there's interest here in Southwest Iowa. But to kind of kick that off and get folks talking, we're bringing in Ed Kordick of the Iowa Farm Bureau Federation. He's got this new program. Again, this program that he developed, developed by the Center for Farm Financial Management and the Iowa Farm Bureau. So he's doing this workshop in actually 8 locations around the state. But the Atlantic location here in Cass County is the very first one. So we're kind of excited to be hosting that. Glad to have Cass County Farm Bureau and the Whitney Bank on board with us to host that. So hopefully folks will join us. Again, that's Tuesday, December 10th at 6:30 p.m. It's going to be held in the back meeting room at the Whitney on Chestnut Street there, right across from the Whitney Bank. So not to be confused with the Whitney Bank. It's hosted by Whitney Bank is one of our sponsors, but it's actually going to be across the street at the Whitney that's newly remodeled down there. So it is also a free meeting. We are encouraging folks to pre-register so we can plan for materials. You're more than welcome to walk in that day if you don't have a chance to get pre-registered, but we're not guaranteeing that we'd have materials if we get a whole bunch of walk-in registrations.
Sure. So. And that's coming up pretty quick, so you want to get after that.
Absolutely, yep. You can give us a call at the Extension office, or you can call Whitney Bank and let them know you're coming, and we'd be happy to get you on the list.
Okay, now that's the first of the back-to-backers.
That's the first of the back-to-backers, yep. So the next night, Wednesday, December 11th, we're going to switch our focus from crops to cattle. Our Iowa Beef Center is sponsoring a series of winter cow management webinars. And most people hear webinar and go, oh gosh, I don't want to do the online. So the webinar is actually kind of a fun format. You can do either. So if you don't have time to get to town and you have the capability and want to sign up and watch it online, you can definitely do that. We've got a link right there on our website. You can sign up. They'll send you the link. You can put on your jammies, log in from home, and and watch the webinar wherever you're at. Or if you don't want to do that, we have viewing sites set up at Extension offices around the state. Cass County Extension happens to be hosting one of those viewing sessions. So again, that is kind of the following day there. That's that Wednesday, December 11th, also an evening meeting. We start at 6 p.m. And our focus for that webinar is going to be winter feeding management of cow-calf herds. So again, this winter webinar thing is a series. So we're going to be hosting one in December, January, February, and March. And again, in December, we're going to focus on winter feeding management. You can either view that at home or online and come into the office. If you do come into the office, we're going to have our beef specialist, Erica Lundy, there. And once the webinar wraps up, she's going to kind of lead a little group discussion and maybe give some producers some one-on-one advice about different types of feed materials and things like that.
Very good. Again, pre-registration would be helpful?
Pre-registration would be helpful, yep. So there is no cost to attend. Pre-registration would be helpful if you want to have the materials available that we're planning on providing. Again, if you want to just walk in that day, you can. But again, we won't necessarily guarantee you a chair or a handout. So
absolutely. Okay, well then, this is the outreach part of Extension and outreach.
Absolutely.
So take advantage of what is there for you.
Yes.
Now, you've got more coming up here. Really, some of this stuff is maybe after the first of the year, too. But you've got more coming up yet here in December.
We do, yes. So this one's just more of kind of a general reminder. And like you mentioned, one of those required things. So pesticide applicators. We've got two different kinds of folks that are certified pesticide applicators. You've got your commercial applicators and your private applicators. Our commercial applicators need to get that continuing education to maintain their license done by the end of December. We do provide that. They can come in and watch the video anytime. But we do have a lot of demand for that at the end of the year. So we've got our annual reminder here that if you do want to watch a video, you need to call ASAP and get on the schedule. We're at this point, if you call by Monday, the 16th of December, we'll get you worked into the schedule. If you call after that, we can't guarantee that we can accommodate you. We've got some different hours, obviously, over the holidays with Christmas and New Year's stuff going on. So, and we also get the requests for a lot of the same videos. So just be prepared if you call in and we're already showing the category that you need. We may ask you come in at that time instead of showing it once in the morning and once in the afternoon.
Okay, so opportunity for you to kind of do that on your own terms to a certain extent, or at least on your own time.
Yes.
But you need to get it done in a timely fashion.
You need to get it done in a timely fashion. And then for the private pesticide applicators, we did send out brochures this week. So anybody who's a registered private applicator in Cass County, be watching your mail. We've got all of the dates of upcoming trainings, some of those happening in surrounding counties, even yet here in December. Some folks like to get that in before they head south for the winter. And then if you are not going to be able to make the December one, or we've got one in Cass County coming up in mid-January and coming up in mid-March. So watch your calendar, watch your mail, and get those on the calendar once you get that if you're a private applicator.
Okay, so lots of things to look for, and all of this information, I assume, can be found on your website, right?
Absolutely. All of it's on the website. If you need to hear anything again, give us a call, walk into the office. We'd be more than happy to help get you kind of directed where you need to go. So, yeah, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Or, like you mentioned, any of it's on our website anytime you want to look it up.
Very good. And I joked up front about how, well, you know, nothing going on right now. You know, we're in between seasons and no fair. You got fair stuff going on now, don't you?
We do, yes. So actually, yeah. Well, our fair board, of course, meets year round. But yes, we're right in the middle of fair planning. Most of our rule changes have already been turned in. We're planning for fair. Actually, our fair board is headed to Des Moines in about a week for the annual Association of Iowa Fairs conference. So they'll be lining up most of the entertainment, the vendors, and everything like that. Definitely full swing for planning.
See, there's never a dull moment with Extension. They may have trimmed the staff down over the years, but they haven't trimmed down a lot of the things that have to be taken care of.
True.
That's for sure. So lots of things happening, and they're out there for you to take advantage of. So do so. And again, if you have any questions, call, or you can check out the website there, too, for the Extension service. Kate, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Getting all this stuff organized and coordinated for folks.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.